Thank you. I would like to ask Mr. Rooney this question. I know you deferred and didn't want to particularly discuss Mr. Gibson's bill, but since you've been a professor of constitutional law, I think it'd be nice to have your opinion. That phrase that he wants to add into about obligations under treaties, would you care to make any comment about that?
Yeah, certainly. I think that, you know, that there obviously is mention of that in the Constitution. And, you know, with regard to what you were asking before, one of the concerns that I have certainly with the way that the president, this president, has moved forward and some of the comments that have come out of the administration that deal with kind of like the new way that we're going to go to war in the future under the Obama doctrine is if it's small, humanitarian, we have NATO, there's no need for Congress to get involved, you know, that and somehow that, to go to your question, that trumps what our role is. That concerns me greatly. But again, as I said before, those words have been used by prior administrations. This humanitarian idea was used by Clinton. You know, so we're not in uncharted territory, and possibly, you know, new legislation that trumps the War Powers Resolution might bring clarity. But I think that, you know, what my resolution simply says is just, you know, let's act within accordance of the law. If the president took the time to follow the law when it came to notifying us within 48 hours, then obviously has some interest, as Representative Gibson says, in following the law, but it's where we go from there that we always sort of have the wheels come off. And so I would just say that, you know, if we don't continue to assert ourselves, of course we have the power of the purse in the end, but you know, I think that you know, we shouldn't stop this fight just because we do or don't like the War Powers Resolution and what it says therein.